Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadi. Daf Tzadi, we are on Pei Tes Amid Beis, second wide line, Tanu Rabbanan. So we'll start, and then we'll have to have an introduction to today's Amid Aleph, as we'll see. But first, let's start, and then we'll take a little break for the introduction. Tanu Rabbanan, just scheduling, no, by the way, I will try to get tomorrow's daf up at some point today. And then Hashem, those B'nai Chutz La'aretz, and we'll have to wait for the other ones after the 3-day Yontif. But Hashem, hopefully by Friday, I will have Friday morning we'll have a regular Daf Shir, and I think 7:45. And I'm sorry, 5 to 7 is Daf, 7:45 is Shachris. And then Shabbos, I'll try to get Shabbos is up at some point too, because again, it was Pesach 7.5 years ago, so it's not online yet. Okay, Hashem. Day by day, right now we have Daf Tzadi and Mesechus Psachim. We get into the 90s. That's today's job. Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara. Hamamna achirim imo al pischovi al chagigaso. Right, yesterday we were speaking about people who added in other individuals with their chelek. Right, that's what we're talking about this year. Right, the Mishnah spoke about if I have somebody else join and they weren't involved in the first place and they weren't supposed to be there, nobody else knew about it. What if they're big eaters? What if there are other people? Right, saying it nicely. Right now we know if somebody's eating too much, we'll just say to them, "Oh, you have a yad yafeh." Right, it's a nice way to say it, as we know from Sachem Peites. Either way, so says the Gemara. What happens if I appoint somebody to be included on my Karbet Pesach and my Chagiga? Rashi says this is talking about the Chagigas Yudalit. Remember, we mentioned in the past in this Pesach there are two types of Chagigas. The Karbet Chagiga that's brought on every Yontif, and that has to be brought on Yontif. On Yontif, it's brought every Jew as a Chiyav, Shalmei Simcha, and Olas Re'iyah, and the Karban Chagiga on Yontif. But then on Pesach, there's a special Karban that's brought with the Karban Pesach in order so that the Karban Pesach could be eaten al Hasova, that it could be eaten as I become satiated, which might be a Din D'Oraisa. Tosfos said earlier is a Din D'Rabbanan, Gzeir Mishum Shviras Etzem. But either way, that's the Chagigas Yudalit. So the Brisa says, what happens if I appoint somebody with me on my Karban Pesach and Chagiga, Ma'os Shebiyado Chulin. The money in my hands are Chulin. What does that mean? If somebody gives money to me, let's say I designated a Karban Pesach and a Chagiga, and I say, I know there's going to be a bunch of other people that are going to, I'm not going to eat this Karban myself, so a bunch of other people are going to pay me for it. So once they pay me for it, that money does not achieve Hekdesh status. That's the Chiddush of the Brisa. We're going to have to figure out why. Right? Maybe because the animal is already kadosh. The only way the Gemara is going to deal with this, the only way that usually something could change status from hektish to chulin is if something else substitutes for it. For example, Maaser Shedi has kedusha. So when I switch money for the Maaser Shedi, the Maaser Shedi fruit become chulin, and the money becomes Maaser Shedi. Usually this chilul, this pidyon done. Here I designate a carbon, so that's hektish now. Somebody gives me money that they were set aside to buy that Karban Pesach with, that's also hektish. So they're going to give that to me, but it says it's chulin. What became hektish that the money now becomes chulin? That's somewhat unusual. So that's why that's going to be our work for the next 25 lines, trying to figure out exactly why that money remains or becomes chulin. If it was designated by the person who wants to be the part of the Karban Pesach, I already have it. It's both hektish and hektish equal chulin. How did that happen? So that's what we're going to have to see. But either way, that's the first line. Next line. V'hamocher olasto v'shlamim, loss of aloklum. Separate din. If somebody sells their carbon ola or shlamim, they didn't do anything. If I have a carbon ola and shlamim that are supposed to be for me, it is not effective. Again, we'll have to see why not. Rashi says, lehiskaper ba, acher, for somebody else to get a kapara with. Usually an ola and a shlamim aren't the kapara carbon types. Usually that's chatas and asha. But an ola, let's say I brought to achieve some type of kapara, maybe for a pitel asay, but the ola and the shlamim have to be karv l'shem bailim rishonim. We'll have to see exactly why that is. That's the second din. And third line, uma'us kal shein yipul v'dava. And the money that I get for the chatas and the ola, they go for nedava. They go to the the pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, where they took out money to buy karbanos for times when the Beis HaMikdash was quiet, in the middle of the summer, when nobody was there. It would not be nice not to have any karbanos be brought on the Mizbeach. So that's why the money that I got from my Olan Shlomim goes to the Lidadava, which is also strange, because if my sale didn't work, then the money should have no kedusha, it should go back to the owner. It should be a mekach tos. So why do I say that the money automatically goes? So each line here requires elaboration. So first we're going to focus on the first line. If selling the Ola and the Shlamim did not work, so why does the money that somebody gave for them go to Nedava, go to the Beis HaMikdash, Amarava Knasa? It's a fine. So people remember that this doesn't work. Right? If people get their money back, then it won't make as such an impression on them, because they won't lose anything. They'll get it back, they won't remember it as much. If they lose the money, everybody remembers when they made a bad deal. So if they lose the money, they're going to remember, oh, remember last year, yeah, I tried to bribe that shlamim and it didn't work. That's going to remain in their minds. Rashi, Kansu Rabbanan Lakone, to the Likni Zimne Achrisi Olav Shlamim Da'achet. They shouldn't buy a carpet that's already designated for someone else. Umay Kol Shehein. And what does Kol Shehein mean? What does it mean? The money Kol Shehein Yibulatadava? Afa Gabdul Shavu El Arba. Even if the carbon's only worth 4, the Yavulei Chabisha, even if the person overpaid me for my carbon, and I might say that extra money, that difference, should go back to them. No, even that is included in the fine. Afilu bi'ahiyya seiranami katsua rabbanon. Rabbanon rakones, even in that case. Period. So that was part one of the Gemara. Now we get to the question, and to deal, just to foreshadow a little bit, because we'll comment here, the Gemara is about to ask a question. No, let's do the question, and then we'll do it. Amar Ulavi Tabor of Oshia, Efsher Yadi Chavrin Bavloi. Do you think our Babylonian friends will know the answer to this question? Do you think the Achi Bava will know? What's the question? Time of the Haimel, so the reason for this halacha in our Braisa, Zehifrish Tlal Lepischo, Vizehifrish Bos Lepischo. Remember the question that we started with. Somebody was bafish akar Pesach, that has kedusha. Somebody was bafish money, that has kedusha. They pay to get in, to be part of the Karei Pesach, they give their money, and then memeila, all of a sudden the money becomes chulin. How did that happen? Right? There was no change, there was no transfer. Usually for something to go from hekdesh to chulin, there has to be a transfer. If I violate the isser of me'ila, right? So I benefited from me'ila, so that becomes chulin now. If I am poda something from the Beis HaMikdash, right? Something switches. Something, you can't have something that switches from hektish to chulin bichdi for nothing. So how did that happen here? I have a Karei Pesach, I say, okay, who wants to be part of it? Right? Somebody comes and says, here's payment for my portion. So the halacha is, they're part of it, and that money is chulin. How did that happen? They're both kadosh. Says the Gemara, Zehefesh fell lepischo. Zehefesh bos lepischo. Heich hektish chalal hektish. Diktani Moshe biyado chulin. How did that work? Question mark. So the way to understand the answer of the Gemara, this is a very unusual amud in Shas. You see up till the next Mishnah on the bottom of Amud, Sadi Amud Aleph. The Gemara is only understandable if we do the second half of the Amud before we do the first half of the Amud. Right, the Gemara refers to two discussions at the top of the Amud, which are impossible to understand unless you did the bottom of the Amud first. So we're going to have to say the bottom of the Amud outside, what it says there. Then we're going to do the top of the Amud, and then the bottom of the Amud is going to be straight. But that's the Amud. And once we have that, that's why it's a little more challenging, because you can't understand the top without understanding the bottom first. But one might go through this Gemara. And inappropriately make a comment, oh, come on, what is this? This is out of order and so hard and so difficult. But we just have to remember a thought that Rav Huttner says. I think I mentioned this years ago. Rav Huttner writes in the first piece in Chanukah. He says, right, relating to the Isser of Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyatar Rishal Omer Alpeh, and the Rosh Alpeh, Iyatar Rishal Omer Bichsav. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, two Torahs. We spoke about this at Kol Nidre, if you remember, that the Svarno says that chilik is only in the Luchos Shios world. In the Luchos Rishonos world, it was all supposed to be Bechsav. But post Luchos Shios, it was Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And there are halachas, that there's Bechsav is Bechsav and Balpeh is Balpeh. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi decided, you know what, Eis Lasos Lashem, we have to make sure that we write it down because it's going to be forgotten. And that's why we have to write it down, even though it is Baal Peh. Says Rav Huttner, even though Torah Shebichsav Yidrash al Alpeh, vice versa. Even though Torah Shebaalpeh was written down, it was written in a Torah Shebaalpeh type of way. So that we still need a Rebbe, and we still need, it's not a Davar Pasha that I just read straight. It's not like any book that's written. They have chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4, like this Amud that we're going to have today. Chapter 3 is written before chapter 1. Right, it's out of order. Why is it out of order? To keep it having that Torah Shebaalpeh element. That you need we need the Mesorah. It's not just a book that's written. It's out of order. Things appear where you don't expect them to appear. In different Mesechtes and in different this, and it's written, and it's half a story is written. We have no idea what the symbol of the story is. So even once it's written, we still need the Mesorah. It still retains a Torah Shebaalpeh element. And that is why sometimes we have these Gemaras. Like this Gemara, it would have been much simpler for Ravina and Ravashi to go straight. Right? There's A, B, and then C. Instead, they wrote C and then A and B. Why is that? Because this is the Torah Shebaalpeh element that is left even after it is written down. He writes it there because Chanukah, as many say, is the Yantav of Torah Shebaalpeh. Why, every Yantav is the Yantav of Torah Shebaalpeh. We have to find different people saying it about different Yom Tovim. But Chanukah is in that. Chanukah has, obviously, it's not in Mishnayos. Chanukah is not in Mishnayos. It's the ultimate Yantav of Torah Shebaalpeh. It's the only Chag that's not in Mishnayos. Why isn't it in Mishnayos? Various reasons, but one is because it's the last Yantif, and that historically, and this was the transition between the historically the Torah Shebichsav time period through Tanakh, right through Purim, and Torah Shebaalpeh was about to start. So Chanukah is not there; it was left out of Tanakh. It's not in Mishnayos. It's not in Torah Shebichsav. It's not even in Torah Shebaalpeh Mishnayos. It's a Gemara, but either way, that's why he talks about it there in Chanukah. But we take comfort in any time when we have a Gemara like this. We say that, well, it's written this way v'dafka, because we need to realize that it's not just another Torah Shebichsav. It's not just expanded Torah Shebichsav. It is Torah Shebaalpeh, which requires a Mesorah for us to understand. Okay. With that introduction, and there's a lot more here about Chanukah related, but we'll continue. And get back to the question. Again, the question is, if somebody has a Korah Pesach, and I have a Korah Pesach, I designate a Chagiga, that I designated for everybody here, and they come, and then they buy their section, all of a sudden, that money becomes Chulin. How did that money become Chulin? So, two sources of introduction, and then we can read the Gemara. Two sources of introduction. There is a Shita of Rebbe. Shita of Rebbe that's mentioned, we'll allude to it, see Rebbe, it's at the 10th line. The Gemara says, my Rebbe. That's where Rebbe is. Rebbe holds that if somebody has a Korban Pesach, somebody designates a Korban Pesach, right, it goes to Tanya, Rebbe's Shita is that I'm allowed to sell portions of the Korban Pesach for personal needs. Let's say I need food on the table. Let's say I need, you know, whatever it is, personal needs. I'm allowed to get money out of that Korban Pesach for personal needs. Why is that? Why does Rebbe say that you're allowed to use money that I get for Korban Pesach for personal needs? One of two options. There are one of two options for the Svara of Rebbe. Either Korban Pesach is unique in that when I am makdish it, it is not fully kadosh like other animals are. There remain certain personal connections to that Korban Pesach. I'm mishayer in the kedusha. It's Rashi's lashon here. I leave it open. It's different. Maybe it's more of a personal Korban. It's all of Klal Yisrael partake of it. For various reasons, that's Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe says I'm allowed to use the Korban Pesach to buy stuff for, we'll see how far ranging. Let's say I need food. I need a chair. Whatever it is. That's Rebbe Shita. Why is that? A, svara number one for Rebbe could be that I'm Mishayer in the Kedusha. Once I am Makdish the Korban Pesach, I leave open certain parts of it. It's not fully kadosh like another animal. That's one svara of Rebbe. Number two is no. It's fully kadosh. It's just that people have in mind that when they pay to get into the Korban Pesach, to get into the Minoy, the money that they give isn't Kadosh automatically. They have in mind that they're going to give it to the person who owns this Pesach for his own personal needs. But the Korban is fully Kadosh. Those are the two Svaras of Rebbe. So, number one. Number two, and then we'll be able to do our Gemara. Number two, point of introduction. Again, number one was, you have a sheet of Rebbe, and we're not sure exactly what the svar for Rebbe is. Why does Rebbe say you're allowed to sell it and get personal money? Either because the Kiddush itself is limited, or no, it's fully Kadosh, but people, when they pay, they have in mind that the money should just go to the owner to be used for whatever he wants. That's number one. Number two, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Temura. The Mishnah says, you see it on the third wide line, the Mishnah is quoted, Temura daf lamed amud beis. What happens if somebody gives a karban? I designate a karban, and then I use it as payment, Rachman al-Islan, for a zona, as an esna zona, for her services. So the question is, does that, if I have an animal, if a person has an animal, sabbat animal that they give, that's a pasuk in the Torah, in Pashas Kiseitse. Right, esnan zona is usher to give to as a karban, like the payment, money, or an animal. But what if I already have a karban? The Mishnah says I require a pasuk to teach me that this animal is not a karban. That's the Mishnah. I need a pasuk to teach me that if I designated a karban and then I use it as payment for an esnan zona, I need a pasuk to teach me that that can't be a karban. And the question is, what do you need a pasuk for? The karban's not yours. It's not yours. Ain't on the makdash davar she'eino shelo. If I'm makdash a karban, it's not mine. Then how? What's the havamin to say it could be? I could give it to a zona, and it will get the status of esan zona, and it can't be used as a karban. Of course, it can't be. The karban's not mine. Ain't on the makdash davar she'eino shelo. So Reb Oshia says, you know what that mishnah must be referring to? Karban Pesach according to Rebbe, which is partially yours still. Meaning, what do you see from that suggestion of Rav Oshia? That he holds of option one in our understanding of Rebbe. That the Karban Pesach is not fully Kadosh. It's partially still connected to the owner. That's why you would have thought it could gain Esnan Zona status. And Mamela, that's why you need a pasuk to say, no, even this case, it does not become Esnan Zona, and you cannot bring it as a Karban. So, those are the two points of introduction. Now the Gemara is going to flow. Again, number one, we have a Shita of Rebbe. Once we have these two, the Gemara flows. The Shita of Rebbe that says, if I have a Karban Pesach, I could sell part of it to use for my own personal needs, the money that I get. So why is that? Is it A, because the Kedusha is limited, or B, because the Kedusha is full, but people have in mind that the money is going to go to me? Or, and point number two, the Mishnah Tzvura of Oshia says, is going like the Shita of Rebbe. Right? That's all he says, which means option A and not option B. So, with that introduction, if you want to just, again, foreshadow why we're using all this here, we're trying to find a case, right? Our Brisa said that if somebody pays to get into Karban Pesach, the money is chulin. How did that happen? Right? What's the svara for that? How could the money be chulin? So we're going to have one of two options. Whatever we say for Rebbe, we're going to work in to our Brisa. Okay, so all of that is introduction. Amar Abaya. Now we start our Amen. So Amar Abaya. Ilav. So Abaye is going to say, if Rav Oshia wouldn't have said what he said, I would have said these 20 lines. But now that he says what he says, this is what I give the pshat. So here we go. Ilav de ukme Rav Oshia, lahi bimanezona al pischo v'rebi hi. If Rav Oshia, right, who's Rav Oshia? We have no idea where Rav Oshia is. Who's Rebbe? We have no idea who Rebbe is. That's why we had to do the bottom of the Amud first. So if Rav Oshia wouldn't have established that Mishnah, Lahahi means that Mishnah in Tzvura. If Rav Oshia wouldn't have established that Mishnah in Tzvura, talking about the Shita of Rebbe, meaning why do you need a pasuk there in Tzvura? To tell you that if you give a karban to a zona, it's not allowed to be used as a karban. Of course it's not allowed to be used as a karban. It's a karban. Ain't on the makdash davar she'eino shelo. Ain't on the oser davar she'eino shelo. Right? So what do you need a pasuk for? It must be Rebbe Shita of Karban Pesach, which is that it's still partially yours. If Rav Oshia wouldn't have given that suggestion for the Mishnah in Tzmura, so now this is Abaya talking what I would have said. Havi mukmina la liahi bikachem kalib alibid Rebbe Yosei Glili. I have another option of a karban that's still yours. That's still yours, and you still own it halachically. The Shita of Rebbe Yosi Aglili, who comes up in a number of places in Shas, who hold that all Kachim Kalim is called Mamon Bailim. Dara Kachim Kalim, Mamon Bailim he. When it comes to a Kiddushin, could I take my Shlamim and give it to a woman to get married? Right? Kachim Kalim, Mamon Bailim. That's what Abaye says. I would have said that's what the Mishnah is based on, that Mishnah Tzmura. Avol bePesach, but I would have said about Karban Pesach, even in Rebbe Shita, lo mishayer inish, A person doesn't leave over any kedusha; it's fully a karbon. B'ma'os v'adem ishayer inish. The money that people give to the person who designated the karbon Pesach, that's what's in people's minds. They are not makdish that yet. They have in mind to give the money, and people, and you know, I know it's Pesach, and you have a lot of expenses, you have a lot of going on in your house, so you take the money, it's not kadosh yet. When people are mafrish the money, they don't imbue it with kedusha automatically. And our brisa, Rebbe he. And how would you answer our original question? We would say it's Rebbe Shita, but why? Umishamachi Moshe biyada chulin. And that's why the money that the person gets is chulin. Why? Ubemos vadi mishayar inish. Because people don't have in mind to make that money kadosh as they give it to the person. Viahi. And that Mishnah in Tmura, de kamuki la Reb Oshia karebi. And that Mishnah in Tmura that Reb Oshia said has to be like Rebbe. I don't think you have to say that. Lomuk mina leana karebi. I wouldn't have said that's like Rebbe. Why? Because I say Rebbe Shita, Rebbe, the two options we said, I hold Rebbe Svara number two, not Rebbe Svara number one. The karban is fully kadosh. It's just that the money that people give the money is not kadosh yet. That's what I would have said. V'ha, and just one other point Abaya adds in, V'ha leka lo'okmei k'Rabbi Yossi, our brisa wouldn't have been able to be Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? Couldn't we just say both are Rabbi Yossi? Instead of saying our brisa is Rebbe Svara 2, why don't you say our brisa is also Rabbi Yossi, who holds Kachav Kalam Ramon Bailim, Tahatani Ba, because the next line of the brisa says, V'ha mokar olasov ishlamav, olasov loklum. If you sell your ola and shlamim, it doesn't work, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili Pashas, that should work. Because kachay kalim are mamon bailim, all kachay kalim. So because of that second line, I wouldn't have been able to say that our brisa, our original question is Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita. We'll get back to that line, but first we're just going to continue with the whole flow. So that was all Aleph. That was all the past 15 lines. What Abaya would have said if Rabbi Oshia wouldn't have said that the Mishnah Tzvur is the Shita of Rebbe. Fine. But now he says, but Rabbi Oshia said it. Vahashta to Ukme Rav Oshia Lahi. Now that Rav Oshia says, understood that Mishnah Tzmura, Bimamne Zona Al Pischo, that include the Zona, and you want to give it the status, the Rebbe he, and it's Rebbe Shita, so Shravina, what do you see from there? The fact that he said that's Rebbe Shita, but what do you mean? That Mishnah has to be about a case where the animal itself is partially still yours. And therefore, you would have thought that it could be used as a carbon. And then that's why the pasuk has to teach me not shma mina the sphere lay afilo bepischa mishayer inish. It must be that he understands Rebbe as option one of the svara of Rebbe, that even within the karban Pesach the kedusha is limited. That is all. Now all we're going to do is to mention what we have already mentioned outside. That was the tricky part of the amud, but it's not tricky if we just do the gemara afterwards. So now we know. Abaya said this is what I would have said. But I can't, so this is what I say now, based on Rav Oshia. But now, the next lines are what should have been part one. So, my he, the Rebbe Oshia, so what's Rav Oshia that we've been, Abaya was commenting on? Ditzan, here we go. The Mishnah says in Masechas Temura, Nasan la mukdashin be esnena, if somebody gives a karban as an esnan, as payment for a zona, hare elu mutarin. So, I would have said that they are mutar, meaning they, they do not have the status of Esad Zona, and therefore they can be used as a carbon in general. Ofos v'chulin hare elu asurin. But birds of chulin, if I just give a bird an animal, that's also, that's a pasuk in Chumash. Shehaya b'din, I might have said a kal v'chomer to the contrary. Uma im mukdashim, if by a carbon, shehamum posal bahen. If a balmum, if carbon gets a balmum, it's ruined. Ain Esnan and Mechir chal alei, and yet Esnan and Mechir are not chal on that carbon because it's a carbon. Ofos she'ena mo posel behen, so birds, which mumin do not posel on birds, as you know, by birds, only if you're missing a limb is it a problem, but not if it just has a mum. Ain odin she'en Esnan and Mechir chal alei. So surely Esnan and Mechir should not be chal on them because you see they're less susceptible to problems. Birds, tabaloma lechol neder larabos esaofos. That's the pasuk in Kiseitse lechol neder. That phrase to include even birds have the problem of esnan zona. So now the Gemara says, we should have the Kavachomer the opposite way. Kavachomer lo b'kdashin miyata. So have the Kavachomer the opposite way. Ma ofos she'ein hamum posel bahen esanu mechir chal aleihen. If birds which don't have mum problems, but they do have esanu mechir problems, so m'kdashin she'hamum posel bahen, m'kdashin which the mum does posel, eino din she'esanu mechir chal aleihen. So surely esanu mechir should be chal on karbanos. Tabaloba lachol neder prat lenadur. For any neder, excluding something that was already nadur, so if something was already hektish, it is not included in the Isser. So now the Gemara says, Ela taima the kasa rachmana neder. The only reason that it does not work is because it says, neder halav achi hava amina mukdashim chal Isser esan alehed. Without the pasuk, I would have thought that the Isser of mukdashim is chal on the karbon, but 1 minute, v'ha ein ad amosad avashina shalom. Why would I have thought that? You can't answer. If something's already a karbon, so what's the hava amina that esna would be chal on it? And what does Rav Oshia answer? Am Rav Oshia v'mam nezon al pischo v'rebi hi. Shitas Rebbe. Shitas Rebbe. What do you mean Shitas Rebbe? So you see from that that he must hold that Rebbe's svar is svar number one. That it's even shiur in the kedusha of the karbon. So it's partially mine. And that is why I would have thought that the esna zona is chal on it. So that is all Rav Oshia and the Mishneh Tzemura. So now, my Rebbe. What's Rebbe Shita? Right, well, that we've mentioned already 6 times. Ditanya the following brisa. Im yim'at habayis mihiyos miseh. If the family is too small from enjoying one set, right, the pasuk of the pasuk continues and says that you can have other people. Right, if you can have too much carbon paste stuff, you try to get other people, so it doesn't lead to no sir. But we darshan mihiyos miseh to mean hachayeyu miseh. You can cause the owner to live. You can help support him from the set. Hachayeyu miseh. How far do you go? Machlokes. Michde achilo velo michde mekach. The Tanakhama holds, you can only use this to buy things that he needs for the Karban Pesach itself. Like Rashi says, let's say he needs wood to help roast the Karban Pesach. That's what he could use some of the money for. But you can't use it for anything you want. Only related issues. Velo michde mekach. You can use it to stomp for sales. And Rebbe omeno af michde mekach. You could use it for anything you want, right? Even mechtei mekach, stam business. Shim ein lo, if you don't have enough, mamna achrim al pischa, v'yal chagigaso, umoshe v'yado chulin. You could get the money from people to be have a portion in it, and you could use the money. Sha'amanas kein, hikdisha yisrael es pischayem. Because with this in mind, but Yisrael were makdish, to have this relationship, that even when they give money for the Karan Pesach, it is still chulin in the hands of the original owner of the Karan Pesach. Period. So if you would, it wouldn't say that the money would automatically be kadosh. It was kadosh in the hands of the original people who were designated the money, and it will remain kadosh in the hands of the owner. And it would be kadosh. Give it to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Or change the kadosh on something else. But it would be kadosh. Period. So this is all, that's it. That's the entire Gemara that we had to answer the original question. The original Brisa is, why is Baruch Shabbat Yudachulin? It's Rebbe Shita, and we had the two different understandings that we had. Interesting, the Achrona talk about how far do you go in terms of what is considered Kedei Achila, let's say, according to the Tanakhama. How far? Rabbi Yosef Egel quotes one of the Achronim in Gilyoni Ashas. He says, what about Sarche Bedikas Chametz? Because you have to get rid of your chametz in order to shach the carbon. So is that, he quotes the Sefer Carbon Chagiga, that maybe you could even use that to for carbon Pesach, b'dikas chametz needs. Either way, there's a question exactly, what is the chiv? Okay, this is the end of the Gemara. Just one ha'ara going back, and then we'll do the next piece. There is somewhat of a problem with the Gemara's assumption. The Gemara seemed to assume that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, of course you could sell your Ola and Shlamim. I think I had that assumption along the way. That's a problem, because the Rambam quotes this line of, if you sell your Ola and Shlamim, it's meaningless, and he seems to pass on like Rabbi Yosef Glili elsewhere. So that's somewhat of a problem, that the Gemara seems to say that according to him, of course you would be able to sell. So that's a question that, if we have time at the end, we'll come back to. But the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Me'ila points out that problem according to the Rambam. But we will continue now. Says the Gemara, Rabba Rabbi Zera, Rabbi and Reb Zeir wonder, how far does this machlokas go? Between what you're allowed to use, if you say you're allowed to use the money that you get for the Karban Pesach, for other things, how far does that go? So, Chad Amar, Be'etzim, Litzliyaso, Kuliyama Lo Pligi. Some say, no, of course you could get wood for the Karban Pesach. Tekiva, Tetakata, the Pesach, Lukagufa, the Pesach, Dabi. Even the Tanakaba would say you could buy the wood. Unlike we just said in Rashi. Maybe everybody agrees you could buy the wood. Ki Pligi, B'matzo Marar. The machlokas is about matzah and maror, and these are crucial lines that we're going to have to come back to in Arve Psachim about the relationship between the three mitzvahs achila of the night. Pesach, matzah, and maror. Says the Gemara here. The machlokas is about matzah and maror. Rabbanan Tzarvi, the Tanakhama says, ha achila achrisihi. Matzah and maror, that's different than Karban Pesach. You can't use Karban Pesach money to buy your matzah and maror. It's different mitzvahs. Verebi Savar, Kivan de Hakshero de Pesachu. That's a cool line. Since they help to be Machshir the Pesach, the Ku Kagufa de Pesach Dami. They're like the goof of the Pesach. What does that mean? We know Pashtus, according to Rov Moni HaMitzvos, Pesach is a separate mitzvah. Matzah is a separate mitzvah. Maror is not a separate mitzvah. That's Rov. Even Bizman is that, so Maror is Drabana, because there's no Karban Pesach, and Matzah is Daraisa. Separate Pasuk, compare of Tochlu Matzos. But here, the Gemara links them, according to Rebbe. Since they both come, they're both connected. Maybe they're independent, but when you eat it with it, it achieves a connection to it. It's one kiyum, even though it's counted as separate mitzvahs. Let's see, let's continue. The Chad Amar, and the other one says no. But Matzah and Maror, Nami Kuli Amalo Pligi. Maybe everybody agrees with Matzah and Maror that for sure it's okay. Dechsiv al Matzahs and Maror Yochlu. As it says, eat it with Matzah and Maror. Dekivin de Machshirin de Pesach, Nedu Kepesach Dami. Ki Pligi Likach Bo Chaluk, Likach Bo Talus. Right, the Machlokas is something totally extraneous. Can you buy a shirt or a garment? Rabbanan Tzavar Mihios Miseh Amar Rachman Hachyeu Liseh. Something connected to the set of the Karban Pesach. For Rebbe Tzavar Hachyei Atzmecha Miseh. You can make yourself alive from the set. And anything you want, period. So it's a fascinating 2 days in the Gemara. What is included in Hechshera de Pesach? The Rambam is clear. When the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he says, don't be confused with what's counted as a mitzvah. The Rambam in Asei Nun Vav, which is the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, the mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah to shech the Karban Pesach. There's a lot of mitzvahs related to Karban Pesach. But the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach, the Rambam says, that Pesach is a mitzvah, matzah is a mitzvah, maror is not an independent mitzvah. When we have Karban Pesach, it's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Karban Pesach, but it's not separate. Says the Rambam, V'ulai yiksha alai makshe, v'yomar, loma timna achilas Pesach natsu maror mitzvah achas, v'lo timna osam shalosh mitzvos, why do I put it together? He counts matzah as a separate mitzvah too, but not maror. Ashivenu, amnam heyos achilas matzah mitzvah b'fnei atzmei hu emes. Kamosha Nevaer, Vachin Achilas HaPesach Mitzvah Bevnei Atzma, MS, Ava Morar Hu Nigrar La Achilas HaPesach. Ve'eno Nimne Mitzvah Bevnei Atzma. Not. V'ray L'davar. What's my raya? Shebesar HaPesach Ye Achel L'kiyim HaMitzvah Ye Imo HaMorar O Lo Yehiyah. Pesach, you have the Morar, you don't have the Morar. V'hamorar Lo Ye Achel Ela Im Besar HaPesach Lo'imor Amrorim Yochluhu. V'ilo Achel Morar Mibili Basar Lo Asa Klum. On a daraisa level, below no makrakiyim mitzvah achas hi achilas maror, and then he quotes lashon mechilta tzliyesh umatzos al mrorim magen hakatzav shematzis mitzvahs haPesach tzli matzah mitzvah Pesach tzli matzu maror klavar shemitzvah kibbutz eila. He continues that when you have all of that, they all integrate into the Karban Pesach mitzvah, but matzah is also separate based on the other extra pasuk of ba'erev tochlu matzos. This gemara is not machale between matzah and maror. We'll have to get back to that in Arvei Psachim in the last parak. But this is a very important Gemara in terms of Lashonos. It's very graphic in terms of Hechshera de Pesach. Are the Matzah and the Maror connected? Are Matzah and the Maror independent from the Pesach? But it's right here. This is the important Lashon. Okay. Yeah. The Gemara implies, if you don't have Maror, there's an element of the Pesach that's lacking. Let's say it that way. Hechsher the Pesach doesn't mean it makes it kosher totally, but it just means that it's, you know, I would say it adds an element. Meaning, if I did the Karban Pesach without Maror, I'm Yosei Karban Pesach, Mida Araisa, but I'm doing it in a deficient way. do it in a deficient way. Just like, I mean, la lamadam redome, if we do tzitzis without tchelas. Tzitzis, we're yotzi the mitzvah of tchelas. The Mishnah says in Menachos that it's ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. But if we're, it's deficient. It's deficient if we do it without tchelas. Okay, finishing up the last section. Then we get to something totally different. Ulabaya to Amar. Oh, just Derek Agav, or what's Kater of Chaim Kadievsky. And I was speaking to him about the computer program. The computer knows how many times it says this, how many times it says that. So one of the times, they asked him how often it says the word Moshe in the Torah. And they told him, and he said, it's wrong. He says, what do you mean it's wrong? He says, no, it's one too many. So they said, the computer says it. The computer says it. It says Moshe this many times in the Torah. So he says it's one too many. So it ended up that, because one of the times it was Mise, it wasn't Moshe. It was Mise, that's what he says. Even the computer can be wrong. It's Mise, it's not Moshe. Okay. Right there. Ulabaya da Amar. According back to Abaya, what Abaya originally said. Ulabaya da Amar. According to Abaya, who had said, Ilav de Ukmer Moshe Alehi Mamam Nezona Pischa Varebihi. Abaya said, if Reb Oshia hadn't understood the Mishnah in Tzmura as being Shita of Rebbe, Havi Mukbina Labakasham Kalam Ali Reb Yossi Aglili, he would have understood that Mishnah as Reb Yossi Aglili Shita to Amar Kachem Kalam Amam Bailam, who held that Kachem Kalam Amam Bailam. Avol Bepesach Lo Mashai Rinish. Bakar Pesach is fully Kadosh, Haktani Behedya, Shalmanaske Nikdishi Yisrael as Vishayim. But doesn't Rebbe say explicitly option number one and not option number two in our understanding of Rebbe? He says, Amanas Kenik, Dishi Sroz Vishayim. Is that explicitly like Svara number one? The Gemara answered, no. Ema, Shamanas Kenik, Dishi Yisrael, Mos, the Vishayim. Right? You could have understood it as differently. You could have added an extra word. Amanas Kenik, people give their money for the Kara Pesach, not people are Makdashin. Pesach is an example of Kachem Kalam, but it could be unique. Even if you don't hold, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that all Kachem Kalim are Mammon Bailim, Karbet Pesach could be unique. That's the assumption of Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but it's a unique halacha of Karbet Pesach. Okay, new section. Says the Mishnah, Zav Shera'a Shtei Re'ios. Back to the world of Nida and Zava V'chulu, as we had a couple of days ago. To remember, we know the concept of a zav there and a nida on a daraisa level. The chiluk is when a woman first has her first re'iyah in her life, she becomes a nida for 7 days. The halachas of nida are she has a re'iyah for 5 seconds for 6 days. It doesn't matter how long the re'iyah is. Right when that re'iyah comes, she is tamei for 7 days. After counting 7 days, at the end of the 7 days, she does a hefsek tahara. She sees if she is clean, if she is tahora. She goes to the mikvah that night. Nida goes to the mikvah at night, and she is tahora labayla right then. Right then, she's tahora labayla. Zava is a woman who sees shaloba ace onasa at a time not during those 7 days, during the 11 days in between. If she sees 1 day, she has to wait an extra count one clean day. If she sees 2 days, she has to count one clean day. She sees 3 days in a row, then she says Zava Gadola, and she has to wait Shiva Nikiyim, 7 clean days, and on day number 8, she has to bring a karbat. She is one of the Mechusre Kapara. That is a Zava, also called the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, if there's only 1 or 2 day Re'iyahs, and the 3 days, and that is a Zava Gadola, who is Chayeves a Karban as well. A Zav has an extra stage. A Zav has one Re'iyah that he has the status of somebody who is a Balkeri, and therefore it only has to wait till Harev Shemesh. But if a Zav has 2 Re'iyos, even on the same day, then he has to wait Shiva Nikiyim. And if he has 3, even on the same day, then he has to also like wait Shiva Nikiyim and bring a carbon. So a Zav has the chiluk of 7 days without a carbon, and some of the 7 days with a carbon. But all of that is related to our Masechta. How? What happens if the last day is Erev Pesach? And the Shaila is, are they going to be able to partake of the Karev Pesach that night, or do they have to wait till Pesach Sheni? Right? We've had this before. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Zav Sharash Dei Re'iyos, Shochtana Bishvi, a Zav that had 2 Re'iyos, meaning Azav has to wait 7 clean days without a carbon. So, Shochel Lebeshvi, if his day 7 is Erev Pesach, it's fine. Because that night he's going to be able to eat the Karev Pesach. Rosh Shalosh, Shochel Lebeshmini Shalosh. But if he saw 3 days, so he has to wait till day 8 to bring the carbon. So if day 8 is Erev Pesach, so then it is okay. Even if he didn't bring his carbon yet. Rashi refers to the Gemara we had earlier, that Bidi Eved, Mechusrei Kippurim, could bring their carbon, even after the carbon tamid, even though it's not great, but we can violate the asei of ashlama to allow them to eat carbon Pesach. We had that earlier in the tamid nishchat. Shomer is yom keneged yom. A woman is waiting one day. Shochten aleha b'sheni shela. She they could shecht on her second day. Rasa shnei yamim shochten aleha b'shlishi, because both those situations she could eat that night. Vahazava, what the Mishnah is referring to as a zava gadola, shochten aleha b'shmini. Then you have to wait till day 8, because she is chayev as a carbon. Right, this is how a woman gets a status on a daraisa level. We know that the Rabbanan created an entire new world, midrabanan, and that's the world of ksamim. On a daraisa level, a woman can only become a nida or a zava daraisa with a ri'ya and a hargasha. And with the hargasha and the certain type of feeling, inside, right, the three types of argashas the poskim talk about, two in the Rishonim, one in the Achronim, the feeling of psichas piyamakar, the feeling of zivas davar lach, inside, the feeling of ziyazua haguf, the first pischei tshuva in Hilchas Nidin, kuf pei gimel, Nyaradeya, discuss the three types of hargasha, one from the Rambam, one from the Tshuva Sadeshen, and one from the Achronim. The Odeh B'Yudah Chassam Sofer argue whether the third one does really exist. But on a Daraisa level, we need the Re'iyah and the Hargasha to be a Zava or a Nida. The Rabbanan created a whole new world, though, and that is the world of Ksamim. If a woman finds a stain under certain circumstances, fulfilling all the conditions, she can become a Nida D'Rabbanan in that case, which, for our purposes, generally, we don't have too many distinctions once she becomes a Nida in that way. Just to mention one source, the Kesef Mishnah wonders how the Rabbanan created this whole area of halacha, which is very, very lamaisa all the time. How can they create it? Isn't it a svek sveka that a kesef should be tar anyway? Kesef Mishnah in Parak Tesef Ilchaz Yisuri Biyah. He says, Kashuli, I don't understand how the Rabbanan created this whole world. Ha'avi svek sveka. V'havi l'mishri, safik migufa ba, safik shalom migufa. Maybe it came from her or not, she found a stain somewhere. V'imtem shalomar migufa, safik min acheder, safik min aliyah v'tar. Maybe it came from a place that wouldn't, not from her uterus. So it shouldn't be tamei anyway. So why isn't the whole world of ksamim knocked out because of sex veka? So he says, v'yesh lomar, afal pike nechmiru bo chachamim misha miser chamar hu. 2 days. Either, well, it's still in the world of Nida, so we were machmir even though it's a sex feka. And number two is, it's very hard to say it came from somewhere else. If it's right under her, if it's on her undergarments. Right, it's hard to say. So it's only one suffix, really. It's not really a suffix ba from outside. So the Odeish Lomar, Me'acher She'en Lal Davar Litlos Ba, Hechmiru Chachamim Lomar Davi Ki'ilu Hu Migufa Vadai, Ve'en Kan El Asafik Echad, V'yefsha Shal Azenis Kavin Rabbeinu. Anyway, that's the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, in Isurei Bia. How did the Rabbanan come up with the whole world of Ksamim? Yes, it's a Chumrah, but isn't it a Chumrah against a Svek Sveika? The answer is no. It's a Chumrah, and either we're Machmer over a Svek Sveika anyway, or because it is, it's Ein Lal Davar Litlos, but you don't have something but favors explicitly to be told on, and it's a good chance that it came from her, so it's as if it's only one suffix. Sorry? It shouldn't one suffix, no suffix, it still could be a suffix, because there was no Hargasha. So is it a suffix to Rabbanan, even one Lachumra? It's not the world of Isur Karis. It might not be so, just the Davar Pasha that you go Lakula here. Okay, either way, there's a lot to talk about Ksamim, but we'll have to leave that for now. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. So now we get back to again a topic that has been discussed already in this Masechta. Who do you shecht for on Erev Pesach? Rav holds shochtin v'zarkin al tful yom, who's waiting for sunset. Umechusar kippurim, who's just waiting to bring his carbon that day. If it's Erev Pesach, you're allowed to shecht on their behalf. Vein shochtin v'zarkin al tami sheretz, but not for a tami sheretz. What does that mean? Somebody who's tami sheretz, who if he would go to the mikvah, then he would turn into a tful yom. Right, he would just have to wait till sunset. If he didn't go to the mikveh yet, says the first day here, says Rav, you do not shecht the carbon for him. V'ulam, I know, of course you do. Av shochtim v'zorkin al tami sheretz, you do shecht on behalf because they can go to the mikveh and be tar that night. L'Rav, according to the first day, a maishna tful yom, the chazi l'urta, what's the difference? Why would we shecht the carbon Pesach on behalf of a tful yom? Who's going to be ra'ui that night to partake? Tami sheretz ani chazi l'urta. A tami sheretz also is going to be ra'ui that night. What's the difference? The Gemara said, no, mechus tefillah, he didn't go to the mikveh yet. So the Gemara says, tful yom nami mechus arif shemesh. What do you mean? So even if somebody goes to the mikveh, they still are lacking something. It's not sunset yet. No, shimsha memela arva. The sun sets by itself, meaning you don't have to do anything else. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you did everything you have to do, then you can shecht the Karan Pesach on your behalf. So Gemara says, Mechusar Kibur Amnami, Mechusar Kapara. What about the other person that you mentioned that you are allowed to shech the Karban Pesach for? Mechusar Kipurim. You didn't bring your Karban yet, so why are you allowed to shech for them? Ashekino Miyado. He has his Khan. He has the Karban in his hand. He's about to do it. So, Tami Shar Zami, Ari Mikvah Lefanim. He's about to jump into the Mikvah. What's the difference? So Dima Pasha. No, maybe something else will come up and he won't go into the mikvah. Ayyachi Mechuzik Kibur Amnami Dima Pasha. Maybe he won't give the carbon. Answer, could go to Masrinu LeBezdin. You already gave it to the Bezdin of the Kohanim. You already gave your carbon into the Beis HaMikdash. Ukidarav Shmaya. To Amar Chazaka Ein Bezdin Shal Kohanim Omdim Misham Achi Kol Moshe B'Shofaros. The Kohanim do not leave out any. They make sure all the money that was given for carbonas that day are given that day. Right, that's why the B'nai Eli were so unique, L'ra'a, that they didn't. Remember the we had earlier in this in the Masechta, that the B'nai Eli didn't give the Karbanos on behalf of the Yoldos, and therefore the husbands and the wives couldn't get back together. That was so unique, because generally, the Kohanim always took care of everything on time. Period. So that is why the rule is, we shecht on behalf of someone who was just waiting for sunset, or for something that will automatically happen, but something that we're worried that you might not do, Dilma Pasha, you might not go to the mikvah, so we will not check the carbon on your behalf. Says the Gemara, really? Ula Rav. So according to Rav, this sounds like a Din D'Rabbanan. It sounds like on a D'Oraisa level, this person who's Tamei Sheretz should have the carbon Pesach shechted on their behalf. Why don't we? Oh, Shema Pasha. It sounds like a Din D'Rabbanan. V'Rabbanan Uta Gazrubei. So if that is true, on a D'Oraisa level, somebody who's Tamei Sheretz is ra'ui to have the Karban Pesach shechted for him on that day. If that's true, then that ruins something that we said earlier in the Masechta about the Shita of Rav. Alama Rav. Remember the case? Rav said, what if you have B'nai Yisrael are exactly 50-50? Exactly 50-50 Tamei Tar. So you don't know what to do. So what do? We make one extra person Tamei, so that we tilt the scales. So what does Rav do? Which tumah do we make him? Remember, we don't want to make him to a mace because then he's going to have to wait a week. And so what do? Matamin echad meyem b'sheretz. Rav says we're matamin one of them b'sheretz. But what do you mean? Well, according to Rav, on a daraisa level, that person is roi to do the garbez of tonight. Bitara. So how could that person who's Tami Sheretz work to tilt the scales l'tumah if on a daraisa level that person could be tarred tonight? So Ella, it must be that we are wrong. It must be Ela L'Rav Mi D'Oraisa Nami Lochazi. It must be that even on a D'Oraisa level, this person who's Tamei Sheretz is not Ra'ui. Not Ra'i. D'Chsiv Ish Ish Kiyeh Tamei LaNefesh. As it says, by Tamei Meis. Mi Lo Askinon Shachal Shvish Lo Lios Pe'erva Pesach. It aren't we even talking about in the Pesach Sheni context. Even someone whose seventh day of being Tamei Meis, meaning it's his last day, is Erev Pesach, Dahainu Tumah Sheretz, which is similar to Tumah Sheretz. They're both, all they have to do, somebody who's Tamei Meis day seven, and somebody who's Tamei Sheretz, all they have to do is to go to the mikvah. And then they can be tarred that night. And but still, Vam Rachman and Nitzchi. But the Rabbanan said, in the state that you are in right now, you get pushed to Pesach Sheni. And therefore, that's like Shitas Rav. Even though you're right, if you go to the mikvah, then you'd be right tonight, and we would be able to, you'd be able to shecht it on behalf of you. But until you go to that mikvah, on a D'Oraisa level, you are excluded. And if you want to say, how do you know that this pasuk is talking even about a tamei meis on day seven? From the following, who were these people that came to do Pesach Sheni? They were tamei meis. Shachal shvi shalem lios be'erev Pesach. Their seventh day was an erev Pesach. Shneamar v'lo yachul asos haPesach b'yom hahu. On that day, the pasuk says in Baloscha, "Bayamahu hu de'ein on yucholim la'asos." On that day, they couldn't. Aval lamachar, the next day, they would be able to yucholim la'achos. V'yamar Rabbanan nidchi, and the Rabbanan still said that we push them off. Period. It's fascinating. Tosa says here, who says they didn't go to the mikveh afterwards? The people who went to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not fair. Moshe says, "Don't worry, this is Pesach Sheni." Maybe they went to the mikveh an hour later. Tosa says in Achinami, maybe they did. It's amazing. Tosfos, all those Pesach Sheni people. Tosfos in the second half of Tosfos Shechal. Right? Maybe they went to the mikvah and they could do it that night. Tosfos says, maybe they did. It's just when they asked the question, they didn't. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, the Din D'Oraisa, that if right now, if you don't go to the mikvah, then you're going to have to wait for Pesach Sheni. But, right, if you would go to the mikvah, then you would be able to. Unbelievable. So, Lamaisa were there people who did Pesach Sheni? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu gives them the heter in Baloscha. He says, Pesach Sheni. Did they actually do it? Amazing. That's the that's Tosfos' suggestion right here. By the way, this is one of the rayas that whose bones were they carrying here? So the Gemara says elsewhere, we had it earlier in the Masechta, Yosef's bones. And they were Tamemes. This is one of the strongest rayas that Kibrei Tzadikim are Matame. Right, some minority poskim say, oh, then I'm Matame, Kohen and Pigoda, Kibrei Tzadikim. Yosef HaTzadik was Matame. You don't get a greater Tzadik than Yosef. And his bones were Matame. So it's this is one of the strong rayas. Rabbi Yosef has a tshuva about Kohanim going into Maras HaMachpelah. But the first issue is figuring out about the din of Kibrei Tzadikim. And then number two, what about Maras HaMachpelah? Is that considered a kever or not? Okay, weiter. Tanan, I'm not getting into that discussion now. Feel free to ask the local posting. Tanan, Zav, so let's try to relate this now to our Mishnah. Tanan, Zav, Sharashti, Re'ios. Shochtan al-Bishvi, the Mishnah said, a Zav that has two Re'ios, you could shecht on his behalf on his seventh day. My love, Delo Tavil, doesn't it mean that he didn't go to the mikvah? Vishma, Mina, Shochtan, Zorkan, Al-Tabi, Sheretz. And you see it's against Rav then. Our Mishnah says, even if you didn't go to the mikvah, lo, the Tavil. Maybe our Mishnah is where you went to the mikvah. E Tavil, my Kamashwan, then what's the finish then? If you went to the mikvah. How kamashvulon? The alpha gavda mechusar ha'arev shemesh kamashvulon the shim shememei la'arva. Even though you still require sunset, it's okay. That's not an ikuv. You can shech the current Pesach on their behalf. Period. Hachanami mistaber, and this also makes sense. Think of the Tani Sefer, because the next line of the Mishnah says, Shirah Shalosh Re'ios, Shoftan Allah Bishmini, if the Zava had Shalosh Re'ios, then you can shech on her day 8. Which is her day of bringing the carbon. E Amrit Bishlama. If you say that the Reisha was about Zav Sharash Dei Re'io Shochel Labishvi, the Tavil, if you say the Reisha was a case where he already went to the mikvah, and the Chiddush is you have to wait till Harev Shemesh, then we know that the next line of the Mishnah is the next Chiddush, that you could even, if you have a carbon to bring, so the Mishnah flows. The Chiddush of the first line is even though it's this Harev Shemesh that's required, the second line is, Itzrich, Fakadat Chamina Rosh Dei Re'io Bishvi, Hu Delo Mechusar Maisa, Aval Rosh Shalosh Bishmini De Mechusar Maisa, Mechusar Kapara Lo, you might say still because you have to still bring the carbon, it's not good enough. Kamash Malan, it is. Kapara, So if you say the Reisha is talking about a case where he went to the mikvah already, it makes sense, beautiful. The Chiddush of the Reisha is that even though you're waiting for sunset, the Chiddush of the Seif is even though you still have to bring the carbon. Ela'i Amrit Ra'ash De Re'ios. But if you say the first case of the Mishnah is Bishvi'i Delo Tavil, where you didn't go to the mikvah yet on day 7, Ra'ash Shalosh Bishmini Lamali, then there wouldn't be a Chiddush in the next line. It would be, of course, Hashta Yesh Lomar. Now that we say Ra'ash De Re'ios Bishvi'i Delo Tavil, if you didn't even go to the mikvah on day 7, Ditame Ma'alyuhu, you're really Tame. You're day 7 of your Tumah. You didn't go to the mikvah yet, and yet Shachtina v'zarkina nilaveh, yet we would still allow you to partake of the current Pesach. So Ra'a Shalosh Bishmini, on day 8, you're not Tumah at all anymore. You have a Chovas Gavra to bring a Karban. Ra'a Shalosh Bishmini, de Tavile Bishvi, de Kelisha Tumah. That's a key line. Your Tumah has been weakened. Meaning, let's say a Nazir on his day 8, and he becomes Tami again. It's a separate carbon, a Yoledes. Has to bring a new carbon. Lo kol shekein to shachtina v'zarkina alei. Of course, they would be able to be included. Elav shma mina, it must be Rosh de Re'ios b'shvi, the shachtina alei, the Tavil. So it must be the ratio is a case of you went to the mikvah already. Isn't that a good raya from the Seifa? So the Gemara just knocks out that raya. Lo, la olam eim alecha de lo Tavil. No, the ratio could even be where you didn't go to the mikvah, and therefore it does not have to be, it could be Akasha on Rav. The Yitzrich, Sakana de Chamina, Bishvi, Uda Biyadol Asakein, there's a little difference. Going to the mikvah might not be such a problem because it's in your control. Avo Bishmini, Dein Biyadol Akar of Karbon, Ema Pashi Bikonim. But day 8, the carbon is not in your control. So maybe it's not Dover Pashit. Kamash Malon, Kidder of Shmaya, Kamash Malon. Like Rishmaya said, that the Kohanim are not misatzel, they're not lazy, and therefore we can trust them. Okay, I guess we have to stop. Well, continue one more minute. Let's do a little more. Vazava shochten v'chulu tani tanakamei derav adabar ava. Vazava shochten ale b'shvishela. What did the Brisa say? The Brisa that was sworn in front of adabar ava. The zava you shecht on her day 7. So Amar Le Zava B'Shvi Shela Michazia. What do you mean a Zava? A Zava means Zava Gadola. Is she Roy on day 7? Afilo Man Damer Shochtan V'Zorkan Al Tamei Sheretz. Even according to the one who says you could check the Zorik on behalf of Tamei Sheretz. Hanimili Tamei Sheretz. The Chazi Lo Urta. They'll be Roy at night. Ha'ad L'Machar Tamasi Kapar Lo Chazia. But this Zava is not Roy till tomorrow. So what's the Gemara, what's the Brisa talking about? Right, Rav Ada asked about the person who sent over this Brisa. So Ema Bishmini, okay, you're right, it was a mistake. Should have meant Vizava on day 8. So Pshita, if that's true, then it's Pashit. That's what our Mishnah says. So Ma'o Detei Makiv in the Mechesri Kapara Lo, Kamash Lo, Kedrev Shmaya. Same thing as our Mishnah. You might have thought, a carbon is out of your control, Kamash Lo, and it is. Ravina Amar, Nita Tana Kame. Or Ravina says, no, maybe it should have said Nida and not Zava. And a Nida on day 7, it doesn't have to bring a carbon. And therefore she'll be right that night. Says the Gemara, Vanidi Shavlela Bishvi, is that really true? I'm sorry, Bashvi, and the Brisa says, the Nida, you shuffle in her 7th. Amarle Nida Bashvi Michazia. Is she really Roy on day 7? Afilo Mandar Shalom Zorkan Atami Sheretz, even the one who says, you shuffle in Zorkan Atami Sheretz, the Chazi Lo Urta. She's at least Roy that night. I mean, he is. You go to the mikvah by day, and you're Roy at night. Nida Lo Urta, the Shviu, the Tavla. Really, when does the Nida go to the mikvah, as we said? After day 7. So you need Harif Shem for a carbon, you need another sunset. You're gonna have to wait till the next night anyway. Dishviu the tavla at shmini of the Harif Shemesh Lochazia. Until the next night she's not Roy. Ella Ema Bishmini. Okay, change that. Even if it's needed, change it to Shmini. Pshita Hashto Mazov the Mechasra Kapara Shok of Zogala Bishmini. If a Zava who still has to bring a carbon, you shecht on her behalf. Nida the Mechasra Kapara Srichala Meimar, of course a Nida, who's just waiting for sunset. So the Shachtina Vazakina Ale Nida Srichale. No, there's still a Chiddush about Nida. Why? Hakamashla Bishmini in Bishvilo. The Chiddush of Nida is about Nida itself. Only on day 8 and not on day 7 of Nida. Kidatanya, as the Brisa says, that a Nida can only go to the mikveh afterwards. Kol chayvei tefilas tefilasin bayom, all chayvei tefilas, all, let's say, tful yoms, go to the mikveh by day, Nida v'yoledes tefilasin balayla. They need to go at night. Titania, yachol dey tevalas mivol yom, tamalom eshivas yom tehebi nidasa kol shiva v'yoledes ishkish lenida. So Zava could go by day, but a Nida cannot. Right, that's the today we don't go, let's say, after day 7 because we treat all women like Zavas and we don't go by day, but even to day 8, maybe we'll talk about that at the beginning of the next year, in terms of Bizman Azeh, why we never go to the mikvah by day, even on day 8, in terms of Srach Vita. There's a lot to talk about there, but maybe we'll try to make some comments about this last section. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.